Hi, Jason. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Doing good. Well.
I have a question. I have a 11-year-old boy, and he's my only child. And I, you know, from seeing the sex educations they have, he goes to a private Catholic school. And when I read some of the books, some of the stuff they want to teach, I decided to keep him out of it because I thought it was a little too much for a 9-year-old. They wanted to teach him about STDs and all kinds of stuff. And my son's pretty innocent about that. But I wanted to know your take on what's a good age to teach him. I want to teach him now about his body, you know, himself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, we didn't learn any of that stuff till we were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
What's a good age to teach about boys and girls?
Yeah, well, one thing
I know he's going into those teen years.
One thing you'll notice is that the Catholic Church never really gives an age. Now, when they're 10, do this. When they're 12, do that and say this.
Okay.
Just because every culture is different. Every teenager, every 10-year-old is different. I remember speaking at a chastity talk once at a parish, and before the presentation began, I noticed a young boy that looked like he was in fifth grade, and I pulled aside the elderly woman he was with, and I said, you know, tonight's presentation is more geared towards high school kids and the issues they're struggling with chastity, so this, you know, the guy next to you might be a little young. And she said, actually, this is my grandson. He lives with me. He's 10, and he needs this. I previewed your whole talk on the internet, and I know he needs this, and he's ready for it. And so for some kids that are homeschooled, they might be several years advanced in terms of purity and not need to hear these things. And so that's why the church recognizes for the state to just jump in and say, okay, everybody's 11. You're all going to sit down and hear the same amount of information. Guys sitting next to girls, seeing all the pictures and hearing all the talk. That's just not the way the church recommends you do it. So I commend you for having the guts to bring him out of that class, to bring that education at home. One thing the church also recommends is that both mom and dad should be talking about chastity, but when it comes to the specifics of physiology and the birds and the bees, it's a little bit more sensitive and appropriate for the adult male, for the dad to talk with the boys, while the mom talks to the girls about feminine hygiene and those kinds of things. So if it's possible to have your husband give him kind of a birds and the bees, that would be the way to go. And it's always better to introduce these things in the context of home to kind of, you know, you start to put a few things out there and talk to him in generalizations and see if he's interested. I remember my mom, back when I was probably about his age, put a book on the couch and said, now, Jason, I need to go to the mall this afternoon, but I'm going to leave here a book on the couch for how babies are made. And I know you might not care, but I'm going to pay you $10 to read that book whenever you're ready. And I acted disinterested. Okay, whatever, 10 bucks, it's fine. You know, and then my mom leaves and I bolt over to the couch to figure out where we all came from. And so trust me, he's curious. And especially if he's hanging out with friends, I don't know who his friends are, but sometimes they're learning things on the side and wanting a context in which to understand this. So I would recommend beginning and talking to him and talk to your husband. Hey, where should we start? And just start slow and see where his interest level is at and then gradually expose him to a little bit more bit by bit. So just continue to trust your gut because it was right for you to pull him out of that class. They were probably going to discuss.
Because he's pretty innocent. He doesn't talk about it or, you know, he's not like a normal. Some of the boys I see talk a lot about, but he doesn't talk about it or he doesn't. But he does ask questions and I try to explain it to him without getting into too much detail because I still think he's a little too young.
Yeah, and unlike what the media thinks, innocence is not a pathological condition. It's a right that every child possesses, and you're very good to defend the right of your child to enjoy their innocence as long as possible. And so it's good that you can bring these things up in your own time so that when he does get exposed to more things from the outside world, he'll have a context in which to understand it. And so in the book that we just published, Raising Pure Teens, we have a whole chapter on not just how to give the talk, but how to make it a lifetime of different talks of how you can bring up respect for life and purity and manhood long before the birds and the bees. So when the time comes for that, it'll kind of fit into context.